Hi there. The word for you today is on following in the footsteps of Jesus. In 1 Peter 2:21, the Apostle writes, "You should follow in his steps." If you want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, observe the following things about him. 1. He never acted in haste. He didn't make decisions in response to the pressure tactics of others. You see, skilled negotiators know that waiting is a weapon. Whoever is the most hurried usually ends up with the short end of the deal. Waiting reveals the weakness in any plan, plus the motives of those around you. Your greatest mistakes will often happen because of impatience. So, pray, slow down, and start to think long term. 2, he knew when to work and when to rest. Remember in the storm on the Sea of Galilee, the disciples sweated, but Jesus slept, whereas in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples slept, but Jesus sweated. That's because he knew when to work and when to rest. Let me say this to you. Knowing when to act and when to trust, what to give your attention to and what to leave in God's hands, is a secret you've got to learn if you're to do God's will and not burn out. Think about it. Nobody was busier than Jesus. Everybody wanted something from him. You see, the more successful you are, the more people will reach for you. Jesus separated himself in order to receive. He understood that you can't give what you don't have. Work means giving out. Rest means taking in or receiving. Jesus understood the balance. That's why he accomplished so much in 3 short years. You see, when you're rested, you think more clearly. You make better decisions. You see life through confident eyes. You accomplish more in less time, and yes, what you build is built to last. So, stop your frantic rush. Following in the footsteps of Jesus means being led, not driven.